Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Dear Dr. Sala writes a listener, first and foremost, I'm mad, really mad at my life. It's the pits. All my life, God has been unfair to me. He put me in a dysfunctional family, made me endure things you wouldn't imagine possible, and made me ugly. I feel ugly because people respond to me in a way that I don't like. The last sentence reads, I wrote this as a last resort, and it is signed, Whipsawed by Confusion. You know, the person who wrote that has lots of company. She described herself as shy and sensitive, easily hurt by other people. Question, to what degree is God responsible for your problem? Is he guilty because, as our friend suggested, he put her in a dysfunctional family, or put you in a poor family, or a family where a dad split and a mother is left to raise the five children? How do you hold God accountable for what you think is unfair in life anyway? Since we have a problem getting God to court, shall we just be angry and use the old alibi of, I can't help the way I am because of the bad deal I got at my birth? Now I want you to know that I'm not making light of the seriousness of the perception of the problem. Individuals who write anonymously, such as the one I just quoted, are really troubled. They just don't know what to do about it. Sure, you can say, look, nobody chooses his parents any more than they choose to have a nose which is a plastic surgeon's delight. It's easy to give advice saying, well, just get on with your life and forget it. That doesn't help the pain. There's a deeper issue. It is this. To what degree should we expect God to change the difficulties of our lives? Should I expect that at all? I've noticed a common theme. People are disappointed with God because he didn't exempt them from the consequences of irresponsible decisions. Such was the girl who blamed God for her pregnancy because the man fed her a line about her being the answer to his dreams and walked away and left her with a baby in a nightmare. Lest I be unclear, God does answer prayer. He often saves us from ourselves. He is a refuge and a shelter to whom we can flee in times of trouble. But even a casual reading of the Bible tells us in no uncertain terms that he does not always deliver us from the consequences of our irresponsible decisions. God doesn't turn the stock market around because I made a bad investment, or turn the oil well, which started pumping briny water, into black gold, or reverse the process of aging and let my hair grow back in. He doesn't automatically remove the calories when I overindulge or prevent my getting into trouble financially when I spend money that I don't have. Well, you may be thinking, what does God promise to do? Ah, good question. Without question, he promises to do exactly what he said he would do in the pages of the book, which is why we need to rediscover the Bible. He tells us what we sow we are going to reap, and also that the law of harvest will be rewarded by the fruit of our labor. He does tell us he is a God who forgives my sin and gives me the strength to live righteously. He's a faithful God whose mercy is extended to 1,000 generations. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law he meditates day and night. You know, friend, those great promises are still true today.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.